You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24. This week, we hear the story of London-based entrepreneur Taha Fizani, who recently left a two-decade career in the oil industry to launch his own brand of premium spices sourced from around the world. This week, Taha shares how and why he did it.
My parents are originally from Libya. They left Libya and they came to the UK. My mom was pregnant with me and I was born on this side of the journey. So born in London, pretty much lived most of my life in London, the UK, besides 6 years in France. And essentially, I grew up in a very Libyan environment. So my parents are very traditional. They wanted us to kind of learn about their background and their traditions and their culture. So whilst I, you know, enjoyed being in the UK and living in London and being British, I also had this kind of strong cultural background. In the summers, my mum would take me over to Libya. I'd play with my cousin in my aunt's garden. They just had this wonderful garden, and her garden was basically full of spices and herbs, some fantastic rosemary, thyme, stuff that I've never really, you know, found again. It was just so aromatic. Because there's sun all year round, and it's, you know, these kind of products come in the peak of the season. I've always loved great food, great quality ingredients. My mum is extremely, she's a fantastic cook. She used to have really big banquets. My parents used to invite their friends over. And my mum would just, you know, every single banquet was like the last one for her. She would put so much effort into it. And her food was just delicious. People would go away mystified by what they'd just eaten. When I was at university in London, UCL, I had a lot of conversations and you know, my brother was working with BP at the time. He told me, you know, the oil sector is really interesting. I should have a think about that. And so, you know, I ended up applying to oil and gas jobs. The other thing was, because my family is originally from Libya and oil industry is huge in Libya, I kind of wanted to have something where one day I could potentially start my own business and give something back. And, you know, I thought, well, I could do this in Libya with the oil industry. I worked for companies that had a lot of activity in North Africa, so I used to travel a lot to Libya and Egypt and Algeria, etc. And so, you know, I kind of grew, the links grew stronger and stronger. The oil industry is in a pretty bad situation at the moment. The oil price crashed and you know, they've been making thousands and thousands of people redundant. And now for the last 4 or 5 years, I wake up in the morning and you know, I think, I'm going to go to work. And I've lost the kind of buzz, the energy, and I thought, no, this isn't the way it should be. You know, I want to do something that's my passion. I want to go after that. I want to wake up in the morning and think, wow, you know, I can't wait to start. 6 years ago, I went traveling. I took a sabbatical year off. I went traveling primarily around Latin America, but a bit of Asia as well. And at the time, I just thought, you know what? I'm going to take a year off. I'm going to go traveling. I'm going to speak to people, find out what people do in this world, try and get something that's pretty much out of my comfort zone and really get an idea of what I want to do in the future and where the passion is. I ended up coming back to the UK after that year off and didn't really find the thing, although I had some great food on my travels and I just thought, I love food. I just love good quality food. Previous to that, I'd lived 6 years in France and you know, every meal you have in a restaurant in France is thought through, is beautifully displayed. The ingredients are just fantastic. Going to a market in France is a wonderful experience. I cook a lot. I'm a big foodie. I love cooking, cook for my fiance and you know, have so much fun. I just love cooking for others. And it always frustrated me to buy spices and then just to kind of have them in the cupboard and you know, you'd smell them maybe a few weeks later and they've lost their aroma and their taste. And that just frustrated me a lot. And I thought, there's got to be something I could do about this. I thought, okay, I'm definitely going to start my own business. I definitely want to do something for myself. I've got a lot of energy, a lot of passion, and I'm turning 40, and I really want to do something different. And I always knew it would be in food, but I didn't know exactly what it was. And so I was having conversations with a friend of mine. We're big tea fans, huge tea fans. And so I came very close to actually starting a tea business, but I also thought, well, you know, I love good quality ingredients, and I came across some pretty phenomenal spices, and I thought, wow, this stuff would go ballistic in the UK. You know, I've never seen this kind of quality in the UK. And so I thought, you know what, let's go for the spices. step one was basically, okay, how do I get about this? And pretty much getting a web address, you know, and starting the online presence. And I was, you know, using a lot of friends to kind of get their opinions of different ideas. But it ultimately came from Fazani, which is my surname, and the two Z's. And I wanted to do something with my name. I came close to doing it Fazani Spices, but I thought, no, it's got to be something related to the food. So I thought, what can we do with two Z's? And that's where the Zest and Zing came from. The Zest is basically the flavor you get when you taste my spices, and Zing is the feeling that comes right after that. I spent a lot of time on Google, basically, a lot. Then I just found suppliers and just got on with it and, you know, tasted a lot of stuff and just found some really phenomenal product. I've got a range of about 50 different herbs, sea salts, spices, and blends. The real, real exciting stuff is my blends. Some of the exotic sea salts, like the white truffle, which is pretty phenomenal, and it's my top seller. My blends are great. I mean, I've got a Japanese curry, got a fantastic vegan pesto, and these are really, really, really great selling products. You just sprinkle a little bit on some halloumi cheese, and the flavor you get from that is wonderful. So I love people. I love interactions with people. And when you're passionate about your product and people see that, they just buy. You know, they fall for you because they know that you've got something good and because you smell it. I prepare samples all the time and I give them to people. I have these little candle containers where I put the spices and people can smell. So you come to my store and it's a wonderful, aromatic, visually attractive journey. I started exactly a year ago, although I started selling about 6 months ago. So it took some time just to get the business together and get everything up and running and functional. I just had a Kickstarter campaign that was successful. I raised £15,000. A lot of my colleagues bought my products, you know, and I do a lot of kind of promotion on LinkedIn, and I've got a big following and stuff. And I just want to share. I really just want to share my stuff with everyone. I just want people to discover it because my products are phenomenal. I really believe in them. They taste great, and I just want to share that. So my big thing is, and what I'd like to work to is basically having my own shop. That's the ultimate goal. More than happy to try something like Dragon's Den and just to buy, kind of build things up and really get the funding. But I can just see this amazing experience, this beautiful shop you walk into and you just go wild.
Thanks to Taha Fazani from Zest and Zing. Make sure to tune into The Entrepreneurs on Wednesday. Eureka's back again next Friday. This show is edited by Kieran Banerjee. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Thanks for listening.